In the Gemara in Daf Mendalim Beis brings down a ma'aseh that happened with a blessed Reb Tzadik, that a person came to him, and he told him the following shaila. He says, "Karyos Isli, I have villages, I have krumim, I have vineyards, I have olive tree orchards, and the bnei Karyos, my villagers come and they're mekashkish bekarmaya. They're working in the krumim and the vineyards during Shemitah, but eichlem bezei saya, and I pay them from the olives from my olive trees." And Rashi says he wasn't mafker the olive trees to Daniim, even though he should do that during Shavuos. It's supposed to be hafker, and he didn't do that. And he asked him, "Arach loy arach, is what I'm doing correct or not correct?" So he told him loy arach. He said, "It's what you're doing is not correct. It's aser havakar shavak leva azol." So he left. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, "Kadu avisi dari ba'arach adam em shanim. I've been living in this land for 40 years. Lo chamisi bar inish mahalach ba'archan detiknin kadein. I never saw somebody who was such an erlich yid like this person." Hadar asi. Then the guy came back. Amrle mami yavin. So he asked Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, "So what should I do to fix the iser that I'm doing?" Amrle afker zeisay lechashu chaya. You should be mafker the olive trees to the aniyim, the tain pritaya lekashkushi krumim, and then pay them money from your own pocket for the work they're doing in the krumim, and that way they're not going to be doing schayre v'shvias. There's no problem of hefker. That's what you should do to be mesakin the iser. Ad kan is the maisa. And the Pelna Gemara is that what was Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik suddenly small from? He says, "In my whole 40 years, I never saw such an erlich yid. What was so special about this person? At the end of the day, he was actually doing an aver. He's doing an iser. He's being nichshol in the serum of Shemitah. And it's true, when he found out about it, he did tshuva and he stopped it. But okay, so, you know, people do averus and they do tshuva. It happens all the time. What was so unique about this person over here that he never saw such an erlich yid?" And Rasul Salanter said a beautiful hezbo over here. He said like this. He said what he was nispelt from was the following. He came to him, he told him this whole shayla, and he says, "Arech le arech, is what I'm doing correct or not correct?" And Elizabeth Sadek told him, "Le arech, it's wrong. What you're doing is an isser." And what did he do? He didn't waste a second. He immediately ran back and told the workers, "Stop working. What you're doing is usher." And he told him to stop. And then he had to schlep all the way back to him and then says, "Okay, now tell me what to do. What can I do to fix the problem?" Now, he could have just, when he told him it's usher, he could have asked him, "Okay, it's usher, so tell me what to do. What should I do to fix it?" But he didn't even want to waste a couple seconds of hearing what to do, because in that precious time, these people are continuing to do an isser. He had such yir shamayim, such yir schet, that the second that he heard that it's usher, he ran back, went all the way back. He told everyone, "Stop doing what you're doing. Stop working in the krumim. Stop all these surim." Only once he stopped this, and then he came all the way back to Blazer with Tzadik, and he says, "Okay, I stopped it. Now tell me what I can do to be mesakin in the future." And it was that zahiris, that yir shamayim and yir schet that he had, that he was so nispal from, that he was willing to go all the way there and back, even though it took a lot more time, and he could have asked him right away. That was the yir hachet that he had. That was the yir ha'ainish. That was the yir shamayim. And this is something to learn from, what it means to have yir shamayim, what it means to understand the chaymer of the chet. And we should use this as an opportunity to be mischazek in our yir shamayim, and avos Hashem, mischazek in our avodas Hashem.